The head of a U.S. Senate oversight panel looking into the small business contracts awarded to Alaska Native corporations says her office is still working on collecting information in advance of next month's hearing. APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington.
Missouri Senator Claire McCaskill chairs a subcommittee on contracting oversight. She's called for a hearing July 16th to look into the advantages given to Alaska Native corporations under the Small Business Administration's 8A program. McCaskill initially gave 20 Alaska Native corporations about 2 weeks to turn over financial information about their revenue, dividend payouts, and business relationships. Some of the companies and Alaska's congressional delegation asked for more time, and McCaskill says that's been no problem.
We've tried to be flexible, and most of them have been very cooperative and helpful, and I think we're going to get all we need in time for the hearing.
Alaska's congressional delegation also asked that representatives from the Native corporations be invited to testify at the July hearing. McCaskill says her committee will invite some of the corporations.
The goal here is to get at this particular contracting practice and see if there's a good reason for it. I mean, the goal of it was to establish credibility and viability for these Native corporations to participate in federal contracting. I'm not sure that that same goal is now being accomplished. I think it may have morphed into something else, and that's what we want to get to the bottom of.
Alaska Native corporations do gain advantages under the 8A program, which is intended to give a leg up to disadvantaged minority-owned and small businesses. The executive director for the Native American Contractors Association, Sarah Lukeen, says that's the whole point.
Alaska Native corporations, like tribes and Native Hawaiian organizations, represent entire communities of disadvantaged Alaska Native people and are responsible for providing economic, cultural, and social benefits to them in perpetuity.
But while other 8A firms have a limit on the size of the contract they can go after or a time frame in which they can qualify for the program, the Native corporations don't have such restrictions. They can win sole source contracts of any value. Lukeen says there's also a valid reason for that.
So if you look at an Alaska Native corporation, which will represent hundreds and oftentimes thousands of disadvantaged individuals, and you compare that to, you know, another 8A business that represents a single family, you can see why an Alaska Native corporation would be afforded additional benefits, because frankly, they have to serve more people.
Senator McCaskill says she also has concerns that much of the work is done outside Alaska and specifically points to Virginia as a center of activity. But Lukeen says there are no restrictions on where the corporations can operate.
As many know, Alaska Native corporations are headquartered here in the state. But like all government contractors, we have the opportunity and the right to work anywhere that our customer may need us.
Lukeen says Alaska Native corporations are represented in all 50 states, a number of foreign countries, and employ over 30,000 people worldwide. She says the corporations are willing to work with the investigating committee. Senator McCaskill says she hopes the hearing gets a handle on where work is being performed and what rationale there is for non-competitiveness. McCaskill says her sense is that there may not be a good reason for it.
I think we've got to look at it and see if, in fact, they deserve this kind of carve-out from the rules that apply to everyone else. I have nothing against Alaska Native corporations. I just am here to make sure that the taxpayers are getting full value for every dollar. And, you know, I think the people of Alaska would appreciate that.
The Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Subcommittee on Contracting Oversight will meet on July 16th to look into the contracts. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.